This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Free speech lives here. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. WPHT HD. WOGL HD3. Philadelphia. A radio.com station. Now, from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios, it's good news in real estate. If you're a homeowner, if you're selling a home, or perhaps purchasing a home or vacation property, welcome to our home. It's good news in real estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Your host for the next radio hour, the mortgage mom, Deanne Kitsaris, along with real estate veteran and owner-operator of the Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, Mark Cumberland. Your real estate education starts right now. It's Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
All right, good morning. Get ready to laugh and learn here on Good News in Real Estate, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm Mark Cumberland, along with my co-host, the mortgage mom, Deanne Kitsaris. How are you, Deanne?
I'm doing fabulous, Mark. How are you?
I'm very good. Very good. And we're excited here every Sunday morning to be talking to you guys about real estate, because we are the real estate show in Philadelphia here on 1210. You can ask us a question about mortgages, commercial, residential real estate. Give us a call. My number is 267-266-5501. What's your number, DM?
My number is 609-605-7153.
We're just here to keep you informed, help any way we can. And I actually had a few people call me and ask me some tough questions during the week. And you can listen to this show and past shows at our webpage, goodnewsinrealestate.com, and also at WPHT's website. So what are we talking about today?
Coming up on today's show, Mark, we have the market report.
Yes.
We have our business tips with Asking Dr. A.
Right. Continued. That's a good topic.
Dealing with stress during the COVID shutdown continued.
I know. And it's continuing.
It's continued. We also have Mark's funny story.
Got one for you.
We have our mortgage mom topic.
Which is what?
Your goals for 2021. What's going to change?
That's a good one.
We also have our guest segment today, Mark. And we're honored to have Mr. Mike Driscoll from the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, and he's going to talk about some new programs. He takes care of their business development, and he's got a few new programs that he wants to talk to us about.
Very good.
We also have our questions. My business requires that I be in touch with the listing agents for various properties. What's the best way to actually find the listing agent? Next question. Is it reasonable to ask for concessions once the offer has been placed? Next question is, getting ready to buy a house and I found out it has radon at a 20.5 level.
Wow, that's high.
I'm being told that it can be fixed. Do I fix or walk? Next question is, divorcing and husband does not want to have a short sale. We are underwater. What can I do?
Uh-oh.
Next question is, I own one third of a condo left to me by my late husband. I can no longer afford to maintain the apartment and wish to sell it. My husband's children do not wish to sell. What are my options?
Uh-oh.
We also have our topic of the day, how to grow the housing supply in 2021, part two.
Yeah, I couldn't get through it all last week.
But Mark, first, give us your motivational quote.
And the motivational quote is, you can have anything you want if you're willing to give up the belief that you can't have it. So if you don't ask the answers...
No.
Exactly. All right. So where are we at?
Mark, we are up to the market report.
And there is the bell. Frank's really ringing that bell today. So 2020 was an unprecedented year. Most of it's behind us. Let's look ahead at the several housing market trends that are likely in 2021 and beyond. First, exceptionally low mortgage rates, which are going to be around probably for an extended period. The Federal Reserve is expected to continue accommodative monetary policy and keeping the federal fund target below 0.25% through 2022. This should ensure that initial rates on ARMs and everything else are going to be low. Also expect 30-year fixed rates to remain below 3, which is a good thing. And early in 2021, this is what the experts are guessing. It's going to be about 3.1 for the next 2 years. Who knows? And this would be a percentage point lower than 4.1 during 2010 to 2019 period. Those low rates will provide an excellent opportunity for families with decent credit to buy or refinance. And things are looking good. There's going to be about 20 million home mortgages outstanding in 2021, but that thing is dropping real quick. And the contract interest rates could be 4% or higher. While some of these are less likely, the refinance market's still going to keep booming, I think, for a while. And the delinquencies in forbearance, they're going down real quick. And expect refinance volumes to remain brisk. I know you're going to do a ton of them.
Yep.
Second, millennials will add substantial demand to the housing market over the next couple of years. Looking at America's population by single year of age, the largest number of millennials in 2021 are those 29 to 31. That's the ones that buy the most, with the median age of a recent first-time home buyer being 33 years. The demographic forces will add an important tailwind to home buying. So, you know, I've been telling all these agents and everybody I know, man, you should be getting ready. You should be really getting ready in October, not when you're having a glass of champagne on New Year's Eve. But a lot of them are going to be behind the curve because they're not getting ready.
Yeah. And, you know, Mark, what's funny, this past week, I've had an interesting eclectic type of people. I've had a lot between 23 to 25 year olds looking to purchase their first home. I've had a lot of handicapped people that are looking to make a change for 2021. I mean, all positive, really good stuff. So I think the ages, as far as home buyers, are getting younger and younger, which is good.
Yeah. And that group, the millennials, are right in that buying bullseye now.
Right. So. And the great thing is, you know, just real quick to go over these rates, because as we said, they're amazing. You have your 30-year conventional mortgage anywhere from 2.5 to 3 to 2.625. Your FHA, 2.625 to 2.75. And then you have your 5/1 ARMs, which is crazy. Not even worth going over. So again, give me a call to refi. Now is the time.
Big time. All right. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. All positive, all the time. We'll be right back with some more info.
On behalf of the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, we hope you're enjoying Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland. The Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more after the break and this message from Debt Free Living. Learn more at WeHateDebt.com.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. All positive, all the time. So where are we at, Deanne?
Mark, we are up to your funny story.
And you brought this one up last week, so I'm going to do it.
I love this story.
So this agent goes to list this elderly woman's home, and he knocks on the door. She greets him. He follows her slowly in because she doesn't move too fast anymore. So they sit down around the coffee table, and they start talking. And she asked the agent if he wanted any peanuts, and there was a big bowl of peanuts on the table. Aiden says, I love peanuts. Grabs a handful, throws a few in his mouth. The old woman says, I love them too, but I don't have any teeth anymore, so I just suck the chocolate off them.
Oh my God. That's still bad.
I know.
It's still bad.
You're the one that brought it up.
I know. I love that story. But if you have a funny story you'd like to hear on our show, send it to 8029@comcast.net or give us a call at 267-266-5501.
Now it is time for the Mortgage Mom segment with Deanne Katsaris from Green Tree Mortgage. And her goal and her topic today is your goals for 2021 and what is going to change.
Never disappoint. Never disappoint, Mark.
That was close.
Yeah, close. Close is not spot on, okay? Just saying. I think in the coming year, I'm going to intertwine all of your segments and just, you know.
All right.
Anyway, so I wanted to wait a little bit, you know, in order to do this topic, but I do a call every morning, and right now we're reading The Five Pieces to the Life Puzzle by Jim Rohn, and it's an amazing book. If this isn't in your library, it's absolute must read. It should be right next to the Bible or the Torah or whatever it is that you read. I mean, this is amazing. So I wanted to take a minute just to do a reflection on 2020. I mean, a lot of things have happened. A lot of things have changed. I remember we made a big calendar in March, the 31 days of March, and we wrote down every single thing that we did every day from COVID. So we started, I think it was on the 16th of March, and we did it all the way until the 16th of April. And we just wrote down everything that we were grateful for every day. We wrote down what we had done because we were really, really in lockdown. Like no one was even really leaving their house at that time. And, you know, that has changed all of us in a lot of ways. I'm taking it personally in a good way because I've been able to read more. I've been able to set more goals. I've worked more. But in that working more, I've also learned to become a better business owner, which means I'm learning to delegate. I've been able to, you know, set up. I know. Relax. I didn't even go on vacation.
Leveraging. Oh, my God.
But yeah, I hired a coach, who's been just drilling me, you know, to jump. And one of the things that he told me was, you know, how does an eagle learn to fly? You know, how does a baby eagle learn to fly? And the mother actually pushes them out of the nest.
Yep.
Right. So he's telling me that he's pushing me out of the nest and to just trust him and it's all going to work out. You know, we've gone over my business from A to Z, but that's just on my part. And I think, you know, as individuals, we really need to take a step back, especially now with the holidays. Not everybody's going to be with their families. There's no big New Year's Eve celebrations for some of us. And it's just a time to sit back, reflect what's going to be different in 2021. Like, what are you going to do in 2021 that's going to make a change? And what is it that you want to do? You know, what books are you going to read? You know, what goals are you going to set? How are you going to help other people? You know, what is it that you actually want to accomplish? Because right now we're watching a lot of TV. We've been watching, you know, it was Ozark and then it was Schitt's Creek and then it was this one. You know, what are you going to do to make a difference going into 2021? And I really think it's important. You know, we could talk about the refinances. We could talk about paying off your debt. We could talk about buying a new house. All these are great goals, but when you really sit back and look at it, you know, what's going to make a difference? What do you want to do to make a difference?
They're all good points. I actually just wrote a song about that. I just posted it on Facebook. It's called Got to Take a Chance to Be Free. And it's all about taking chances. You know, what's the worst thing that can happen? You shed a tear here and there, but you move forward.
And you're either failing or you're learning. You know what I mean? When you're failing, you're learning on what to do. So, you know, not a whole lot of information. You know, it's just a personal reflection. You know, yesterday was a big day because I actually wrote things out. I've been listening to Abraham Hicks on YouTube, and she's amazing. And it's just about putting things out there, you know, for the universe. And it's funny how as you become more aware of things that are going on, you realize that you actually created that. So it's about creating the things that you want to happen. And that's mentally and that's physically. And I just think it's important for us coming into 2021 to just really take, you know, a couple steps back before we take a few steps forward and figure out, you know, what we're going to do.
Very philosophical. And pot's legal in Jersey, right?
You caught me.
No, that was good. That was good. I'm only kidding. All right, so we got to get to the questions. What's the first question?
All right, the first question is, as I was cut off very abruptly, my business requires that I be in touch with the listing agents for various properties. What's the best way to find the actual listing for the broker or for the agent?
This must be somebody that works for like a developer or something, and they're required. All you do is call the office and ask the receptionist and whoever it is. They'll look it up, and they'll tell you who the agent is. That's no big deal.
You should also be able to go on Realtor.com, Zillow, the MLS.
Any of those links.
Right.
Yeah, that's an easy one. What's the next one?
The next one is it reasonable to ask for concessions once the offer has been put in?
Everything's reasonable. If you don't ask, the answer's no. But really, if you're going to ask for concessions, first of all, you should have did the math before you put the offer in. Because once you got the offer in and they accept it, now you're coming back asking for concessions. So the audience knows here, they might be asking for like 10 grand in sell or assist or something. You know, now they thought they had this deal done and now all of a sudden you want to change the deal. And
yeah,
every time you make a change, people can walk away. So you got a chance of blowing this offer, you know? And there's so many buyers out there.
Right. That's what I was going to say. In this market, it's crazy.
No.
Right.
Yeah. They just, I think it's a little foolish to do that. Unless it's some kind of family emergency and then you got to go touch their heart, but whatever.
Right.
What's the next one?
The next question is getting ready to buy a house and found out that it has a radon level at 20.5. That's being told that it can be fixed. Do I fix or walk away?
Radon, I never saw a level 20.5.
That's not even livable.
That's like acceptables 4. That's got to be like, I don't know where this is at, but it can be fixed, but it's probably going to take 2 radon units to keep that. To keep that air circulating. And how they fix it, if the audience doesn't know, usually radon's in a basement.
Right.
But not always. I had a house in Cheltenham that was on a pad and had it. But it was actually coming up from outside and coming in. I don't have time to tell that whole story. But 20.5 is really high. And remediation, they run pipes, PVC up the side of the houses and at the bottom of the PVC is a little fan that kicks on every once in a while and circulates the air around.
Circulates it out.
To remediate it. But 20.5, I would be concerned a little bit about that.
So would you fix it or walk?
I don't know. I'd have to see the house and see what the scenario is. Or I might get another test done because that's, I never seen a level that high.
Yeah. Next question. Yeah. I am divorcing and my husband does not want to have a short sale. We're underwater. What can I do?
Oh, well, you got to work something out here because you don't want to be getting into foreclosure and everybody's credit score screwed up and then you can't buy again. You got to try to work this out. I mean,
if he doesn't want to do a short sale, then let him come to the table with the difference.
Yeah.
So then it's not a short sale.
Yeah, there's not too many choices here.
Or he stays and lives in the house and buys the wife out. Right? They do a cash out refinance. Well, they wouldn't be able to do that but because they're underwater. But, I mean, he can stay in the house and pay the wife off.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
There's got to be something to do.
Yep. I don't know.
We have time for another one or let's save some extra time for our guest today, Mike Driscoll.
You got it.
All right, very good. What's coming up next?
So coming up next is our guest segment with Mr. Mike Driscoll, and he's with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union in the business development, and he's here to talk about the plans that they have for 2021.
And they're one of our biggest sponsors. They've been with us for 10 years.
And we so appreciate them.
We do. We love them. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210, all positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
Deanne and Mark are halfway through this week's edition of Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. When the show returns, more real estate news from around the Delaware Valley.
Welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. So where are we at, Ms. Katsaris?
I just still want to keep calling you Ralphie. Mark, we are up to our guest segment. And we have Mike Driscoll from the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, and he takes care of their business development, and he's here to talk about the new plans for 2021.
Mike, how are you?
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Mark. Always great to be with you folks on a Sunday morning. Dan, I heard you saying earlier about the eagle's nest, and, you know, the mother pushes the little ones out of the nest. How the heck, after all these years, haven't you knocked Mr. Cumberland out of that nest? That's what I want to know. And then it dawned on me, your theme is all positive all the time. So I'm back to that, Mark. I'm back to all positive all the time. Even though it's 2020 and we have about, I don't know, a couple of weeks to go in 2020. And believe me, I'm looking forward to 2021 as much as you folks are.
Yeah,
and,
no doubt.
But as you mentioned during your show earlier, there's lots of good things happening in real estate. I mean, lots of bad things happen in the world, but lots of good things happen in real estate. And
real estate's,
you know,
driving the economy.
The Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
Yeah, and the real estate market's the one thing that's driving the economy. So tell us, like, what are you guys planning at Philadelphia Federal Credit Union for 2021?
So we're busy. I mean, even though we have a lot of our workforce working from home, you know, we are incredibly busy with refinancing on home mortgages. We're really busy with car loans. Folks are buying used cars, so we're getting a lot of the car loans coming in because the interest rates are so good. And then we have a few new products that we've been rolling out that have been very popular. You know, one of them is it's a program called Kasasa. It's our free business checking. And for every purchase on a debit card, you get money back into your account on a monthly basis. And that's been incredibly popular in 2020, and we think it's going to continue into 2021. And then we have another product that we just launched this year that is really is bringing new members in and really pleasing our existing members. And that is, we call it a skip a pay. So on a lot of our loans, should you choose to, in any calendar year, you can choose to skip at least one, perhaps two pays and push them off into the back of the loan.
That's a good idea.
You know, when life comes at you fast, like it did with this virus this year, and you didn't expect certain things, you have the latitude now to skip that pay. And just it's what's incredible, and when you do the numbers, is you just skip one pay, and all of a sudden, all those teetering bills you have are more manageable, and you're back on your feet again. Yeah. And so we're really happy that we've been able to provide our members, you know, that sort of program that has been working so successfully.
Mike, can I ask you?
Because as you guys always bring up on your show is, you know, we're a member-owned credit union. So our 130,000 members are all owners. Right. And so everything we do is driven to make sure our members have a better financial future.
That's why I send everybody.
We're excited.
That's why I send everybody to the credit union. That business program now, like my businesses, and I know a lot of people that have businesses with Philly Fed, do I have to do anything different, even though I already have a business account with you guys?
With regard to what, Mark?
That first program you were talking about with the purchases for business accounts.
So what's on the business checking, it's your debit card purchases. So if you use your business checking with debit, you would get a percentage back up to a certain threshold. It's really designed for consumers, not really businesses.
All right.
But I'm glad you brought up businesses because we're having a record year as well in our business loan department. You know, we only went into business lending less than 10 years ago, and it's probably our highest growth area in the credit union. And I'm excited. I know you're excited because you have some business loans with the credit union.
Yeah.
We're able to help launch small businesses that ordinarily wouldn't have been able to capitalize their businesses. And now we've seen some of our businesses started with two people, and now they have over 100 employees. So we feel like we're a part of that we've actually helped our members become better business people. And then in turn, they hire more employees that then become more credit union members.
Right.
So it's sort of like the circle of life here in the business lending, because we like to think of our members from cradle to grave, where, you know, we help them save for their first child, and then we help them save for their children's tuitions.
Right.
And then we help them save for the wedding. We help them get their first car. We help them get their first mortgage. And, you know, we feel like we're a part of their entire life.
And that's why we're
so happy to be part of.
You even have,
I'm sorry, Mark, to be
negative, but you even have a insurance program for setting up your funerals and everything.
We do. That's why we really actually cradle the grave. We want to take care of our members.
Yeah.
I'm really thrilled that you guys are all positive all the time, because, you know, we've also seen how tough this year has been. You had one of your historic shows at my old place, Finnegan's Wake.
Yep.
I am heartbroken about what's going on with the hospitality industry right now.
Terrible.
There's no words.
Horrible. Horrible. I mean, I understand the reasons that there's all these shutdowns. You know, while I don't always agree with all the decisions, I also have nieces and nephews that work in the healthcare industry, and our hospitals right now are overwhelmed. So I get the decision and I get this virus is real, but for sure in 2021, both at the credit union and in the federal, state, and city governments, we have to help these small businesses.
Big
we
time.
Have to.
I have a local bar near me. It was my favorite watering hole, and he just locked it after, I don't know, 45, 50 years, the family's on that bar, and he just gave up after the second wave. It's a shame.
Oh, it's so sad.
It is so sad. Yeah, but we're glad that the credit union, so you're up to 130,000 members now?
And over $1 billion in assets.
Yeah, I know you're. I know you're over the big B. That's good.
Yeah, well, Mark, over the years, that was our big goal. Is we wanted to get past that, and we not only went past it, we're at $1.2 billion right now in assets. So we're strong. We're healthy. We're looking forward to helping people in 2021 as best we can, and we like to be a good community partner here in Philadelphia. And, we think just like you do that good things are happening in real estate, and we want to be a part of that.
I think when I first got on loan review at Philly Fed years and years ago, I think we were $330 million, and now you're over $1 billion.
So what happened there, Mark, a little bit was, so you know the history as good as anyone. You know, we started as the municipal white-collar credit union for the city of Philadelphia municipal employees.
Right.
But then the Congress changed the laws back in the late 1990s and early 2000s.
Right.
That, you know, you now have the latitude. You can join the Philadelphia Credit Union if you work, worship, or recreate in the city of Philadelphia.
Right.
If you live, work, recreate, or worship in the city of Philadelphia, you now can become a member of the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union and become a part of all these good things we've been talking about today.
I tell all my students in all my classes that they should all join Philly Fed. I said, because they're not like a bank. They're member owned. It's not like a bank. And they have a loan review committee, which can be important to you if you have some extenuating circumstance. That's the big difference between a credit union and a bank. And it's member owned. And it's a great organization.
Well, we understand that. So one thing that annoys me is these credit reports. They are not always accurate.
No.
And so sometimes people get turned down for a loan through no fault of their own. Something has appeared on their credit report, and we now help them dispute that if they explain to us what it is, and if the credit reporting agency it won't get rid of it. And we deem it to be inappropriate. As you mentioned, you can go to loan review.
Right.
And, you know, the board can look at that on an individual basis and say, hey, this member was wronged, and we are going to make this loan.
I know. And that's a big
deal. That won't happen at a bank, I assure you.
Yeah, I remember, like, when I was on the board, Joe McHugh was the head of the loan review committee. And I ended up being head of the loan review committee eventually. But I remember we helped a lot of people. It was just they were doing something that was a little outside the box, but they were good members. And some other bank that was just like, this is the box, and no, and you're done. They could write a letter back to the loan review, and then it went to the board members. And that's a big deal. That's a real big deal. And you guys are all over now. You got branches all over the place. And you got
we're in every neighborhood of Philadelphia, two in Center City. And, you know, we're always looking to expand. I know that our expansion team is looking at East Falls and another location somewhere in South Philadelphia. So we'll have more to report to you on one of your shows in 2021 about our expansion plans. But, you know, just anybody that's listening to your show can just go on to pfcu.com, and that's a really user-friendly website, and they can navigate either becoming a member or look into our loan portfolio and look into our great rates now. Whether it be for a home equity loan, whether it be for a new car, a used car, you know, we're really competitive.
Yeah. And my bookkeeper and my accountant, you guys are great for the business because I hate to get involved in that stuff. So they can go, they have my QuickBooks hooked right up to your guys. It makes our life simple.
Yeah, Mike, I just had a quick question on that program where it's skip a pay. I mean, that sounds like an amazing program. Do you know how that reports to the credit agency? Does it show as a late payment?
No, it's all as shown as you're completely compliant.
As you're current, right?
Yeah. That's a great question. Yeah, no negative impact on your credit.
Okay,
that's really great.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
In these times, like, you never know, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other thing, you know, we have the personal loans where if folks, you know, some of these credit cards, the interest rates right now are astronomical. So if during the buying season here, they want to consolidate their credit cards and come to us for a personal service loan, you know, we then can loan them enough money to take care of their credit cards. And then over 60 months paid off with us at a reasonable interest rate and, you know, save a few bucks every month.
Big time. Big time. All right.
That sounds great.
It was great having you. Great seeing you. And tell everybody how to get a hold of you and the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
So pfcu.com, that should be able to take care of most of it. If you have any personal questions for me, you can reach me directly at the credit union at 215-934-2040 or just through the website as well.
All right.
That's great.
Good.
Thanks so much for being on, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Guys, listen, have a great holiday season.
You too.
Thank you. And, and best to all of us for a healthy and safe 2021.
Absolutely. All right, very good.
Mike.
And coming up next is going to be our topic of the day, how to grow housing supply in 2021.
All right, that was a great segment with Mike Driscoll from Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, our biggest sponsor. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on 1210, all positive all the time. We will be right back.
Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland is proudly being provided by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more in a moment, but first, a message from one of our home team partners, Greentree Mortgage. How much do you qualify for? Ask Deanne now at mortgagemom.net.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive. All the time. So that was great having Mike Driscoll on from the Credit Union.
Oh, he's always a great guest. Such a nice guy, too.
10 and a half years probably they've been with us.
Yep.
So that's great. So what's coming up?
Coming up next, Mark, is our topic of the day, and it's how to grow the housing supply in 2021, part two.
Part two. I started talking about this last week, and I gave a little stuff about jobs and everything else. And the biggest problem that we're at is this 2.5 month supply of houses, that there's this inventory is so low. So what do we do? Like, And some people are throwing some ideas out. End the forbearance plans immediately. Some more homes come on the market. Tighten some lending spirit standards so there are fewer buyers. Like, I don't know if they're all, these are not all my ideas, and I don't think they're all good ideas. Raise the minimum down payment, remove mortgage interest deductions. Like, that's not, you know, that's a little too much government getting involved for me. Fortunately, I think there's zero chance of that kind of stuff happening. I think that most, the biggest solutions are increasing in inventory would be, you know, maybe FHA does some things to help stimulate buyers.
Well, they just did raise the loan limits.
Yeah, they raised the loan limits. But a lot of this, you know, and then there's some things about not in my backyard lawsuits they're worried about, because if you build low-income housing, then you have the civic associations get involved and the old NIMBA stuff, not in my backyard, they don't want it built. So there's, you know, I'm not a big government guy. I don't think government solves this problem. I think the market will solve most of this problem. I think most of this problem is the media not covering housing enough and the real estate agents not keeping people informed on what's going on. But we need to get some more inventory, you know, and the builders are not, they're building, but they're way behind. So, you know, don't hold your breath on a massive building increased, because they're going to have a problem catching up. They're like way behind.
Right.
And if you look back at history in the 08 to 19 sales, you know, from the worst to what got better, I mean, I don't think we're going to go through that kind of thing again, but I don't think government's the answer neither. And when government gets involved, you know, we're here to help. Usually it's more red tape and makes things more difficult. So I'm hoping they stay out of it. And I'm hoping that the market take care of itself. And to every realtor that's listening to this show, call 5 or 10 of your database every day and tell them it's a great time to sell. I mean, if they only would know that the prices they're going to get and how fast they're going to sell, a lot more stuff would be on the market.
Yeah, so. people, some people that I talk to still think it's a buyer's market. So,
I don't see how they can think that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Dr. A.
Yep.
So Dr. Abelson.
Yep. Coming up is our Dr. Abelson section, and we're going to continue dealing with stress during the COVID shutdown. Continued. Are you there, Dr. A?
I most certainly am, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. Fabulous.
So last week you were talking about the personality types, and I think you did the D. So jump in and take control of this, where we left off.
Okay, well, I think last time we did the D and the I.
All right.
So let's talk about the S and the C.
All right.
As far as how to deal with what's happening with the stress and COVID.
All right.
It's interesting because both the S and the C are more internally oriented people. The D and the I are really externally oriented, and they look outside themselves. What happens with the S and the C is they look within themselves. So, and what the S's do is they look within themselves and they don't show you very much. You don't see a lot of nonverbals with somebody who's a fairly intense S.
Right.
Right. So what happens is they keep a lot of the stress inside.
Which is bad.
Right? And what they do, okay, to deal with the stress is they need to time out. They need to get away from you, okay? They need to be able to think about it, to feel about it, and figure out what it is they want to do about it. Now, what happens with the D and the I is they want to talk about it. They want to deal with it right now, and that increases the stress for somebody who's a high S, okay? Because their steadiness, they like to take things slow and steady. They like to be very deliberate and to think about them more. So bottom line, when you're working with somebody who is an S, a couple things. Number one, don't push them. Say, hey, take your time, make a decision, come back when you're ready. We'll talk about it then.
Right? I've had a couple battles with her because I brought it up and, you know, and start talking about, I don't want to hear about it. She like blasts back at me.
Right.
You know,
the other thing that you can do when the S doesn't necessarily want you to solve the problem, they want to share it with you. Okay, so you just need to be listening and nodding, you know, and giving them feedback, but don't solve the problem for them. When they do talk to you, they want you to help them just by listening.
Right.
Let's go to the C's, because I know we have a short, you know, amount of time. When it comes to the C's, again, what they do is they look at things inside their head and they deal with it that way. Now, what it happens with a C is their emotion, okay, is fear. They're afraid they're going to be wrong.
Right.
And it's hard to be right with what's going on with COVID, because you never know what the politicians are going to do. You never know what the virus is going to do. You don't know what's happening with it. So there's all this uncertainty, and that drives them nuts because they're trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, they don't know who to believe.
That's right. And there's all this data out there. So what they will do is they will read. They will try to figure out what's going on. Again, they'll be much more from the head. Now, what the S does is they want alone time, to leave them alone so they can feel and figure out what they want to do. What the C's want to do is give them some direction of where to read about it or what they can learn about it so they can make a better decision. Try to take the fear away from making a wrong decision.
Right.
For example, I mean, with what's going on, it's hard to make a right decision, but you need to make some decisions. You need to move forward, you know, and if it's the wrong decision, we'll deal with it. It's not, you know, I was going to say, it's not the end of the world.
Not living death, but
that's why I didn't jump in and say that.
You know? But the reality of it is we do have to make decisions. We do have to live our lives. And if the C can't do it, we'll deal with it and make a decision. What you can do is you can say, give me a couple options, and if it's okay with you, I'll make the decision, or I'll make a suggestion as to which one of those you should follow or which one of those things you should do. And what that does is that relieves some of the fear of the C being wrong when they make the final decision.
That was good advice. So, doctor, tell everybody, Dr. Abelson, tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
It's real easy. It's dr.a@abelson, ABELSON.net.
Very good. Thank you, doctor.
Or you can just go to our website at abelson.net.
All right.
Thank you, Dr.
Good.
A.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
Happy holidays.
Be safe. Talk to you next week.
All right. Very good. If you have any questions, you can email Mark at 8029@comcast.net or give him a call at 267-266-5501. You can also email me at DeanneKatsaris@comcast.net or give me a call at 609-605-7153.
And a special thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in every week and our sponsors, especially Philadelphia Federal Credit Union and Mike Driscoll from the credit union for being our guests today. And hopefully we keep you informed every Sunday at 9 a.m. here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. So with that, have a great week. Be safe. I'm Mark Cumberland.
I'm Deanne Katsaris, your mortgage mom.
You've been listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive, all the time.
Thanks for listening to Good News in Real Estate, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Krause at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program has been pre-recorded.
When we make a profit, you see it. Better rates, fewer fees, and we give back to the community. All the things that you want from a financial institution. Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours.